Welcome back. There's nothing in the U.S. more than, you know, high school football, Friday Night Lights. It's very cool. It's mythologized. If you play on the high school football team, it's a big deal. I have to say, my son played on his high school football team this year, and it was great to watch. I loved it. He loved it. You know, he plays hockey and football, loves football. Couldn't play last year, and the coaches were great. He was he wished he played his whole life. He just joined and loved it. I played a couple years of football in high school. I loved it. But Jed Motley was a real great football player. And in the U.S., they call you're a lettered, right? You wear the letter. It's a letterman jacket, it's called, okay? But they're expensive. And he was playing in his high school football team in Scottsdale, Arizona. And after, you know, he's going to graduate, and he was going to get a letterman jacket. The problem with these jackets is they're bloody expensive, and his family couldn't afford it. And this story is very cool because it's 28 years later, kind of a touchdown. So Jed Motley, who ordered the jacket but couldn't afford it, joins me. And his brother, Josh Motley, also joins us. All right, Jed and Josh, I love this story. Okay. Jed, let's start with you, brother. You're playing in the – well, first of all, what was the name of the football team? Let's get into it.
Thank you for having us on the show, first of all, Evan. We really appreciate this. I played for the Chaparral Firebirds in Scottsdale, Arizona. I was on the team for 4 years, and I was on varsity for 2 years, and I was the starting wide receiver.
Wide receiver, too. I love it. All right. Okay. And by the way, just so our folks in Canada understand that, you're the starting wide receiver on the varsity team. It's a big deal, isn't it, Jed?
It was a big deal. I thought you said that, the Friday Night Lights, it was just the thing to do there. And I loved my high school experience, and I loved my football experience. After high school, I went down to the University of Arizona and walked on as a place kicker. I made the team, but I never played it down. So I was pretty hardcore into it for a while.
That is amazing, yeah. University of Arizona, that's a big deal. I've actually been to that stadium. That's very cool. Okay, so Jed, tell me about the letterman jacket. Like, what, how much you coveted it and what happened there?
Well, I remember going down. You know, I graduated in the spring of 94. This was the fall of 93, and I went to order the jacket. You go down and kind of design it yourself. You pick everything out. I never saw the final product because when it was ready, we couldn't afford it. I mean, it was just one of those things. We had kind of a rough childhood, and that was just another speed bump on the way, so I just kind of had to get over it. I never saw it. I never picked it up. I didn't even tell anybody because I was embarrassed. My teammates just reached out to me recently. I'm like, dude, why didn't you tell me? We could have helped you. I was embarrassed.
And because it would, like, the Letterman jacket, you design it, as I understand, it was like $300 back then, right?
Yeah, I think, I can't remember the exact price. I want to say $300 or even $400.
Wow.
And that was a lot of money.
And not having it's a big so what was it like? And let me bring in your brother, Josh, because I'm going to get to your part of the story. But do you remember that, like, the mid-90s there, Josh? Do you remember, like, God, I wish my brother could get the Letterman jacket?
No, here's the funny thing. I didn't even know he ordered one or even wanted one. I had no idea. So when I saw this thing, I was like, that's hilarious. There's a guy named Jed from the same year. I thought it was funny. I had no idea that this could have been his jacket. I just thought it was kind of crazy, you know?
Okay, so let's pick this up. Because 28 years later, you know, Jed's in this sort of psychodrama about the Letterman jacket. Your mom wants it. And you walk into a thrift store, Josh, and you actually see the jacket. So tell me a bit about this.
Okay, so, you know, I'm funny because my wife could tell you. I'm always like, hey, I got a feeling I'm going to find something cool in a thrift store. I love thrift store shopping. And on that day, I was finishing up work on an album, and I went out because I told her I have a feeling. I usually come home with just something, you know. Something
you guys are musicians, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Josh plays in a band called Paper Mache Kisses. I play in a band called Feed the Kitty.
Oh, okay, awesome.
I'm also a music teacher. So I teach like eight instruments up here in Pine Top, Arizona, and Sholo, same thing. It's like the same city. It's very small up here, though. So, you know, I was going out. I went to a few. There's only like four or five up here. So I'm like, there's this one a little bit out of the way from my house called Veterans Village, and they help homeless veterans. They have like a little thing there. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go check out and see what they got because they just moved into a new building. And I walk in, and it's funny because they got this like line of these jackets, but Jed's was first. And if it was behind something, I never would have seen it. but it's bright red, and it says Chaparral 94, and I think that's weird. And I look over, and I see the name Jed, and I was like, God, that's crazy. So I thought it was funny. I'm like, I'm going to send him a picture of this. He will think this is hilarious because maybe there's another Jed there. And so I sent him a text. Then I call him. I'm like, did you get the picture? And he's like, what picture? So he looks at his phone. He's like, where are you? And then he starts freaking out. That's my jacket. That's my jacket. And I was like, shut up, because I thought he was playing a joke on me. Because there's no way. I mean, you got to think about the odds of this. 28 years later, I'm 4 hours away from where Phoenix is, Scottsdale. I'm in the mountains, a little town. And I find this thing. And then he's freaking out. How much is it? And I was like, so I say to the guy, how much is this? He's like, $25. And I was like, I'll take it, you know?
Oh, my God.
And then at that point, it's crazy, okay? So, like, I'm thinking there's no way. I still, to this, you know, we're talking about, it's been 2 weeks since I found this, and now I'm talking to Canada.
You know it's so mean? Crazy. So like, and so, Josh, you tell Jed, and Jed, when Josh is like, hey, this is crazy, I found this jacket that you ordered, that Mom, you know, it looks like your jacket. What was your reaction, Jed?
Well, he calls, he goes, dude, was there any other Jed at Chaparral in 94? And I go, no, just one. And he goes, is there any chance I'm looking at your Letterman's jacket? He goes, I just sent you a picture. I go, no, dude, remember? Josh has been wrapped up in his music career all his life, so he's playing bars at 16 years old. He right. doesn't even remember what was going on with me. He was writing songs every day. And I go, dude, Mom couldn't afford it at the time when we never picked it up. And he sends me, I look at the picture, and I go, dude, that's my jacket. I go, I designed that but never saw it. I go, dude, that's mine. Find out how much it costs and buy it right now.
That is so crazy. And so are you...
Well, and you know this. The thing is, it was brand new, like the swatch was
right. on,
and that's why I thought there's no way, because, you know, you find stuff in thrift stores, especially clothing, it's deteriorating.
It's, yeah, it's
this
old.
Was brand new.
Like, so, Judge, so that means, Jed, you ordered the Letterman jacket, couldn't afford to pick it up, it hung around, somehow makes its way through the magic of the world to this place, your brother yeah. finds it 28 years later. When you put it on, Jed, describe the feeling.
You know, it felt really good. I flew to Arizona, and we did it live on Good Morning Arizona, and it was overwhelming. I hadn't seen Josh in 7 or 8 years because of our music careers. And to see him and Josh to put it on me, I was elated.
Oh, my.
Tears.
You guys were crying. And the brothers, you guys hadn't reunited. Like, the brothers are back.
Yeah, since my mom died yes. pretty much, so... You know, and that's the thing is, like, you know, we used to always talk, Mom's going to send us a sign at some point because she was really religious. And, yeah. you know, people die and you don't hear that. And, you know, I used to say all the time, well, she still says she's going to send me a sign. And it's crazy because in all seriousness, she would say, when I die, I'm going to send you a sign. And if there wasn't a sign, you know.
This is a sign. Guys, this is your mom sending you the Letterman jacket.
Yeah.
And guys, you're musicians. If you guys don't get together and do a song about this, people are going to go bonkers. You guys are great. And, you know, I football, moms, signs, brothers, music. I love this story. Jed and Josh, great story. Thanks for talking to us in Canada about it. And I got a little tear up myself. You guys are great. And I hope this story continues to float around. I love it. We need a smile. Thanks, brothers. And thank you all across Canada for listening to The Evan Solomon Show.